This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Thank you and congratulations once again. My name is Xavier Jefferson. I'm part of the Bills PR staff. What we're going to do today is more of a formal, informal get to know you session with some of our local media. They have been made aware to state their name and their affiliation of who they are and just ask you questions. Once again, we're going to try to limit this to 10 to 15 minutes. We are aware of you guys' time, and we appreciate you guys' time. So without further ado, our first question will be from John Warrow. He is with the AP.
Thanks, Xavier. John Warrow with the Associated Press. Congratulations to you guys. In your wildest dreams, to Vince or either of you, in your wildest dreams, could you have envisioned this being possible way back when? And is this just a cool way of getting to know Josh Allen? I'm kidding.
Go ahead, Trace. Matt, go ahead.
This is pretty cool. But in my wildest dream, yeah, because this was a dream. The dream is to play professional basketball. And when that dream came a reality, I told my agent that at some point in my career, I wanted to own a sport franchise, whether that was, you know, Major League Baseball, because I'm involved in that, whether it's an NBA franchise or NFL, whichever one, you know, really came to idea and it really what made sense for me and my brand. And, having a conversation with Vince, before this happened, this is something that we wanted to do, and the Bills came to head, and it was just, you know, the perfect match with our ties being in Toronto for all three of us. Just made sense for us to be a part of the Bills organization.
And I'll say for me, I never imagined. I mean, I obviously I played football growing up and everything, and yes, I wanted to be a part of an ownership group. I sat and talked with the commissioner of the NBA and had a conversation about my interest in potential ownership group and just being patient and the opportunity. I got the phone call from Mac and Tracy, and he ran it to me, and I was just like, interesting. And it kind of went from just a conversation to a phone call with Mr. Pegula to moving forward and then meeting the group and waiting, then getting that text that it's official. Like it's just been an unbelievable ride and just a great opportunity. I will say the Josh Allen thing. I've golfed with Josh a couple of times already. So it's funny when we met him and he saw that the first thing he said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Oh, we're just here visiting." Because obviously we didn't know if we didn't know what would come of this, but it's like, hey, we're just here visiting and we haven't gotten the opportunity to talk yet, but we play in the golf event in Lake Tahoe each and every year. So that's why I know him. So I'm interested to hear what he has to say now since we met in Buffalo.
And I just as a quick follow-up to either of you guys, I know the time's tight, but Terry talked about the connection, your connections to Toronto and the ability to be able to expand the Bills brand there, promote it there. I know there's a big fan base already, but what can you guys lend to that?
Well, I'll start. Well, if you look at the three guys here, we've accomplished a lot in that market, and you know, our name is thrown around. It's recognized. So I think the partnership between the Bills and the and what we've done in Toronto can now marry and marry this group together. And I'm hoping that we create new fans for the Bills just because not only just because of, you know, what we've accomplished, but now they tend to open their eye to the Bills and see what they're doing. And what better time to become a Bills fan than right now with what Josh is doing, what the team is doing. You know, they're in the hunt to potentially get that number one seed. Like, great things are happening right now. A new stadium is around the corner. So a lot of great things that can happen between now and that new stadium.
So to elaborate on that really quick, John, do you know how hard it was to change hockey fans into basketball fans?
Oh, say it again.
That was a challenge, my brother. I mean, we had, 15,000-16,000 in there, and you do something spectacular, it's quiet. They don't know what the hell just happened, you know? So we had to really introduce them to the game of basketball. So we had our work cut out for us. The time in Toronto, we did a great job of, igniting that fan base. Now it's time to do it on the other side, but with a different sport.
Thanks so much.
Hey guys, Ryan O'Halloran from the Buffalo News. For both of you, this is a Bills team chasing a championship. You've been in big games, Hall of Fame careers. What kind of resource do you think you can be to these players, both young and old, on this roster?
Well, I'll say for me first, playing in the league for so long, being the old guy in locker rooms, my outside of just wanting to play, my focus was giving these guys as many tools and dropping gems and whatever I can see to help them become better in the moment, to be better athletes, be better men. That's what I'm excited about the most, is just lending a helping hand, you know, using my voice and having that ear to these guys, because, you know, as athletes, you respect another athlete coming to you, lending their hand if they see something, or kind of just giving you some direction, or just saying, hey, you know, maybe that might not be the right thing to do just because of experiences we've all had. We've all had experiences. I mean, even for Josie made it to the pinnacle. He's won championships. So he understands what it takes as a unit to stay together from start to finish the job. So I think, you know, all of the LPs that have come on has done great things to get to that point, and it helps the entire organization in general. So that's what I'm excited about personally.
Right, thank you.
Hey, my question is for Josie. I know that you posted saying that you're a longtime Bills fan and that this was a dream come true for you. So I was wondering how important that is to not only have, you know, that investment probably in the economics and success of the team there, but also to be that that fan of the team as we hopefully, you know, aim for that top prize.
No, yeah. I mean, for me, that was a huge thing. I moved to Toronto late 2014, 2015 time. And immediately, you know, as I was introduced to the Toronto sports scene, I was immediately introduced to the Buffalo Bills because of just the closeness and the amount of fans that I got a clear view that travel to these games. And, you know, there was a group of fans, I'll never forget, thousands of people that traveled that didn't even have tickets, that just wanted to be a part of the tailgate. And that was, for me, realizing, wow, you know, what an organization, what a fanfare. And to kind of see that and watch that grow for myself and watch it around me, you know, just in the time I was there, you know, the fanfare went from, you know, here to like through the roof. And so to be able to follow that closely and then obviously play in Toronto and now have it all come to this, it's a dream come true, because I generally got to watch that team grow through grit and bad and watch their popularity grow in the Northeast. And then, you know, now, you know, with the success I've had in Toronto, to now marry the two, I mean, I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be more blessed to have this opportunity, and I'm so grateful for it. So it's great that it all transpired into the way it has, and I'm just really lucky because, you know, it's two markets that I've grown to have a lot of affinity for.
Hi, this is Claudine Ewing from the NBC affiliate here in Buffalo. For Tracy, I know you always talked about this being a dream, but what kind of voice do you want to have with this new partnership, especially in inspiring the next generation mm-hmm. and people of mm-hmm. color when it comes to sports, because mm-hmm. I think that's important, because the players mm-hmm. on the field look like you, but the ownership necessarily doesn't. And then for Josie and Vince, if you can then give us your thoughts on Bills Mafia.
Yeah, I think number one, I think the NFL, Buffalo Bills, everybody has done a really great job, especially the NFL, of partnering with organizations that are dedicated to promoting diversity and inclusion in sports. And shout out to the Buffalo Bills and Terry Pegula and his family for allowing us in this opportunity, because this is a big deal. I mean, although it's cool that we're investing in the Buffalo Bills, it's cool, investing in an NFL franchise, but this is inspiring to so many people that look like us because of, the past history and what's been said in media and all that stuff about, diversity, inclusion in sports ownership. I think for us, this is a barometer for us to, do our jobs and be a stand-in for the next phase of ownership, whether it's minority, whether it's majority, whether it's individual owning right out a franchise. It's up to us to really carry this the right way and set an example for the next people that's coming along. And I think that's why we're in positioning, the three of us, for that reason. And this is a great example and an inspiration for, athletes or whoever, folks that look like us that wants to get involved in ownership and sporting franchises. It's possible, but it's not just about how you go in about your career and what you do from a performance standpoint. It's how you carry yourself throughout your career, how professional you are, right? The integrity that you carry throughout your career. And that's why some of those doors open for us to have this.
Josie, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I echo the same statements as Tracy. And I think, I'd be remiss to mention, and part of all this, Claudine, you mentioned obviously the representation of us as players, right? And being in the ownership group, us as players playing for these organizations. But it's also, a guy that we haven't mentioned yet. His name is Derek Higgins, who helped kind of curate this opportunity, right? Comes from a position where, we haven't seen from the past, where somebody is, has the ear of the NFL and also close to a lot of, players and athletes, and able to kind of bridge those conversations. So Derek was a huge piece in all this. And I'd be remiss to not mention and thank him for his efforts. And so, it's incredibly important, as Tracy said, that not only we look at this from the business acumen and the business standpoint, but also character. Being able to have this opportunity comes from also making sure you conduct yourself off the court or field in a manner where, these opportunities can come to your disposal later on in life. So I think that's important to mention, and also, important to follow that, the actions that you do off a court or field are going to be followed just as closely. So to have an eye on that, and that's for all the younger professionals and entrepreneurs out there that are looking to do similar things.
And I'll just piggyback and just say that, look, Josie just finished it right there. Like, for the younger generation, obviously piggyback from everything both of them said, I echo the same. But for the younger generation who are familiar with our names, now get to look at us at in a different light. You're fans of ours for the sport and what we accomplished. But now, you can also see the other side of it. And for me, in doing basketball camps, this is what I can use as an example. It's like, look, doing things the right way means something down the line. Okay. Because when you walk away from the sport or all of these opportunities, yeah, you may have a lot of money in your pocket, but when you want to move forward and join organizations like this, they look at the other side of that also, not just what you accomplished with what Max said, as well as Josie. So this is what I'm excited about. Like I said, helping the team and the organization any way I can, but actually the youth under us who are aspiring to be owners and leaders of their community, these are the steps that you need to take. And now we can actually stand in front of them and speak honestly, and you can actually see it. It's organic. It's right there in front of you. So I'm excited about that.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for taking the time. Matt Perino, Syracuse Post-Standard. Tracy, on the Good Morning Football just now, Bills fans were watching and heard you talk about one of the players introducing themselves to you and asking if you were Karl Malone. Who was that player? Everybody's dying.
Don't do it.
I can't throw him under the bus like that.
But I will add to that though. One of the couple of the players actually brought him over there.
Yeah.
To embarrass him.
Okay.
So, but we'll later on. We're just
Karl Malone. Malone.
They said he literally said, "Hey, I look like Vince Carter. That's Karl Malone." I was like, "Yo, that's crazy."
Yo.
That's crazy.
I wanted to ask, how weird is it, like, you two were such icons in the NBA for so many years, to have that kind of moment where somebody comes up to you and maybe the next generation doesn't know? Is that kind of weird, strange at all?
No, man.
It happens in our sport. It happens in our sport.
Yeah.
I mean, this, you know, yeah, I think, go ahead, T-Man.
You got to understand, the younger generation is not watching basketball, these guys don't do their history like we did, man. They don't know their history in sports like we know. So I don't hold them fault for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, for me, I've always told young guys, I said, look, regardless if you didn't learn, you don't learn the history of your sport, learn the history of the team that you play for. And sometimes it's like, hey, okay, cool. So when it happens, sometimes I'm just like, okay, yeah. Yo, wait. You played? Oh yeah, you played. Yes, I did. Yeah, you did this. So it happens, man. It's all good.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, y'all. My name is Catherine Fitzgerald. I'm with the Buffalo News. Thanks for taking the time. Vince, I had a question for you first. We had seen you at NFL owners meetings last March when you were there. Was this kind of already in progress there, or, you know, were you just learning more about it at that point? What was that like?
It's Catherine. I was just poking around. Just poking around. It was in my backyard here in Orlando, and I was presented the opportunity. Just wanted to go, like, introduce myself. Like I said, I got the call from Tracy, and as far as asking, would I be interested in it? So it was like, get the phone call. Here's an opportunity. Just go out there and see what happens. And met a lot of great people, and actually met Mr. Terry Pegula there, and had a very cool conversation with him, as well as his daughter, Laura. And it kind of went from that to a couple of phone conversations to that phone call to where we were asked to come up to Buffalo and just to see where it goes from there. And just great things happen. It's been an unbelievable ride since then. And I'm truly glad, because I will tell you, as soon as I took those first steps into that, the owner's meeting, everybody around, it was just like, whoa, it's like, oh yeah, there are football teams. There's football teams and football teams. It's like not basketball, not basketball people. So, you know, it was a little change of pace. It was a little weird. But like I say, man, meeting Terry and getting this opportunity has been awesome so far.
Awesome. Thank you. And then Josie, one for you. I know it's so early in this process, but is there anything you've learned about yourself during this?
Interesting question. I think that I mean, more so for all of us, for young kids watching, that you're capable. I think that's what I've definitely learned. You know, when I think somebody on the last call we had, the analyst mentioned about, you know, the representation of what it means. And I think that's the biggest thing, because I think when you don't see it a lot, you don't know if you can do it. And I think seeing Tracy, seeing Vince now, seeing myself, I hope that inspires other people watching and young kids to say, man, I can do it too. And so I think that's a huge takeaway from all this. I think for all of us, you know, wanting to do this and visualizing all that, you know, it's different than it happening. And so having it happen and getting that reassurance that, hey, you can do this, this is possible, I think is a cool message to pass on to young kids who are going to watch what we're doing and want to do more, right? And I think the biggest part is knowing that you're capable. So I'm really excited about that, and I'm really excited about, hopefully, you know, in my own way, trailblazing a new opportunity for football meeting football, right? I think there's a lot of soccer fans that play football, and a lot of football fans that play soccer. So I think being able to bridge both of those markets and add more to that is something really cool for me.
Can I add one thing to that? I want to give a shout out to Venus and Serena, first and foremost, because they were, you know, many years ago, they started this, and it kind of was a thing, and it kind of got pushed aside, but they kind of you know, broke that barrier, you know, for tennis athletes. And I think now, full circle, we're getting that, you know, that opportunity as male Black athletes that are from a different sport. So I just think it's just a cool opportunity. You know, diversity inclusion is a thing and something that, you know, organizations are and businesses are trying to accomplish. And we are kind of in the forefront of that on this side. So it's just, like Josie said, this is a great opportunity, man. And to let all kids, I mean, it's not just young Black kids and Black girls or whatever. It's for all kids. It's possible if you do it the right way. You have to go about it the right way and get young kids to understand, to look in the future. You set your goals and how do you go about it? And asking questions and doing things the right way, which Tracy has said, you know, numerous times all morning, is just doing it right at a young age, because the money is going to be there. What these guys are getting now, that's the easy thing, if you would, for these guys, young athletes now. It's the other side of it, marrying the two together to really get these opportunities.
Awesome. Thank y'all.
Welcome. Hey guys, Tim Graham from The Athletic. You perfectly roll right into my next question here, Vince. I could ask this to all three of you, but I want to ask it to Tracy because I happen to be around a Mount Zion superstar out in Las Vegas when you won the MVP of that tournament out there around Christmas. I was out there covering you then. So I can actually, I was around you at a time when your life was in front of you and writing stories about this guy who might jump right to the NBA. How could you, can you put yourself in those shoes of that kid and what now he has accomplished here, not only as the NBA, but something that you probably couldn't even have had on your, in your head at all, being a part of the NFL?
Oh man. So snotty, lanky nose kid, 17 years old back in them days, just trying to figure it out, man. You talking about a kid that's come from some challenging upbringings, right? As an elementary school kid, had to wake myself up in the morning, get myself dressed and make my own breakfast and then walk to school. And then when I came home from school, there was no one home because everybody had to leave for work. And that was like that, you know, for my whole childhood, just really raising myself really in those days. But sports kept me alive, man, and kept me out of a lot of situations. And that's what my life was built around. So to be in this position, you know, now it's like looking back, like, you know, I'm so proud of, you know, what I had to overcome and being able to do that, to set that example for a lot of kids that look like me. And I'm sure Josie and Vince can, you know, tell that same story. But this is pretty freaking cool, man. I mean, at the end of the day, this is freaking cool, man, that, you know, you played 15 years in the NBA and have an opportunity to invest into an NFL franchise, which is really unheard of, right? Because only player that can say that is Magic Johnson that has played our sport. And for, you know, Cousins, it makes it even crazier to go in and investing in this franchise is, you know, to look back, God had a path for me. And, you know, I think all those tests and challenges that I went through, I passed every last one of them. There's a reason why I think I'm in this position, because he, you know, granted me this, knowing that I can handle that and set an example for the next, you know, generation to come behind me to be, you know, have this opportunity.
And then I just wanted to ask, where were you guys in the process when you were on the sidelines for that Bills Jaguars game? Where in terms of, did you know then?
No.
What was the process like?
That was just a formal introduction to meet Terry Pegula and the family, the staff, and everybody. We were far away from, you know, closing anything. It was just an introduction.
And then my final question, any examples that you guys have or ideas that you have about what actually can be done in Toronto or what you'd like to maybe introduce there?
Josie,
I think that'll be the next step in all this. And I think that'll be the really fun part. I mean, the cool thing about the Toronto market is, if, you know, these guys know, if you guys go to Raptors games, you know, the fanfare is second to none. You go to Toronto FC game, the fanfare is second to none. So to be honest, I think it's going to be a real fun part, reintroducing ourselves in that market, because we all had wonderful memories there. And now with a different end game, which will be the Buffalo Bills. And then, from living there, I can already tell you there's a ton of Buffalo Bill fans that come to Toronto FC games, a ton that go to Raptors games. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun kind of tying it all into one. And I think, the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Bill Mafia is going to expand into the Northeast in a big way.
And thanks, Tim, guys. I'll say this real quick. Yeah. And back in the day, Thurman Thomas and Bruce Smith used to come to our games and sit courtside and watch us. And I think now it's just tying, because dare you say, you understand what the Argos means to Toronto. But at the same time, and like I mentioned to the Pegula family, it's just now if you just get those fans to feel wanted and you make them aware of the Bills, it's you now pique the interest of more people to now pay more attention. Because, yeah, I agree, there always has been Bills fans there, but we're just trying to get the masses now. And so you just have to pique the interest. And this is a great way to start with the three of us.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, everyone. My name is Elena Getzenberg. I'm with ESPN. I first had a question for Josie. I was curious, does your wife's connection to Jesse Pegula in the tennis world, did that help at all with this? Did that kind of get you connected a bit more? What was that side of it like for you?
Yeah, great question. Obviously, Jesse, she's a great tennis player. She's had a great season. There was no connection there though with this happening. But obviously it's good to know, because when I did have questions, she sang the family's praises. So it was all good there in terms of getting, initial understanding about what the Pegula family was about and all that. She provided a lot of good background there.
And then just one last question for any of you. I think there's obviously a time when the Bills had a playoff drought and maybe weren't the most popular team, but now obviously they're winning and there's a lot of good things happening. What was kind of the reaction to this news coming out? Were you like at all surprised by any, were people very excited for you? What was kind of like, obviously the Bills are like a very popular team right now. So like, what was the reaction kind of like when the news came out?
T-Mac, go ahead real quick before you go.
Elena, I'm so pissed that I didn't get to feel the emotion, the energy of the release. I was in China.
Oh, that's right.
I was in China doing the announcement, so I didn't get to feel it. And I'm so jealous, but I was getting a lot of calls, a lot of emails and everything, and everybody was ecstatic about the announcement. But I wanted to be on U.S. soil to really feel that energy. And I had to get it through my cousin and Josie. So.
And that's what's crazy, because I did get a text. It was like, yo, what was the feeling like? What was going on? What people say? Like, I forgot that he was so far from removed from it. That's crazy.
I got to log off. Thank you, guys.
All right, man. But he had to, he had to kind of live through us. And that was crazy, because I didn't realize it, because I was working doing the NBA Cup. But I hadn't mentioned it to anyone just yet. And I was on set the day before, and I knew the meeting was coming. We're just waiting. So I was just, and then walk in the next day, and everybody looks at me like, Bills didn't mention anything. And I was like, I'm just one of those things. Like, it's one of those, I was so excited about it, but like, it's nothing like hearing it for real when it's official. And I remember texting the group. I was like, man, we text the group like, man, you know who you are now? You are a Bills owner. And it was pretty cool to finally say that and be a part of it. So, yeah. But Mac didn't even get a chance to enjoy it until a week later almost.
And to echo that, it's funny. Like, do not disturb. I put it to good use. I'm never a big fan of that. But I had to. Like, I had to, because it was insane. Because it's like Tracy and Vince says, it's something that it just – you realize it then. You know, during this whole process, I don't think myself – it's almost like, we're all investors. It's like, the world of investing and deal flow and all that. But the announcement itself and kind of the effect after. Yeah, definitely had to go on Do Not Disturb, because, I have a 10-year-old son. I got stuff I got to still do. And the phone just went off. It's still, to be honest, going off. But all in good ways, all congratulatory and everybody extremely happy. So it was cool to feel that love for sure. But that effect was, phone was on Do Not Disturb, so I can get through the day for sure.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's all we have for you today, guys. Once again, thank you for your time and congratulations. Look forward to seeing you guys for years to come.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
your
time.
Go Bills, baby.
Go Bills.